CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Youth Leadership Platform with your host, Bongani. Yes, I'm back again in studio. And the Youth Leadership Platform is brought to you by Student Brands and the Leadership Platform. And I'd like to send a shout-out to our amazing team and Sasha Lee for producing and putting all these shows together. You know, today, during the past couple of days, you would have celebrated Freedom Day, which in the light of that, you know, we'd like to celebrate the positive milestones that we've been able to achieve as a country. There's so much negativity that's thrown around. Yes, there's a lot that's wrong that we would like to change, but there's a lot of positive that has come as a result of good leadership, for one, good initiatives, and great people coming together and collaborating and achieving much good for the country. And those dating back to our freedom fighters and everyone that was part of building the South Africa that we would like to have, a South Africa that embraces everyone regardless of any category that they may fall in. And, you know, with that in mind, a lot of opportunities have come because of the progress and the transition that we've been able to make. And the music industry is one such industry that has opened up and allowed for a lot of growth and a lot of improvement and a lot of talent to surface and to come in. And today we're joined by one such, you know, a young, very vibrant, very talented. This is Josh Middleton, everybody. Together for Josh Middleton. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, awesome day.
Awesome. What are your thoughts on Freedom Day?
I think it's important to recognize everything that's happened in the past, and to also to realize what we can do in the future to make everything better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think Freedom Day is quite important, and I like it that obviously I get to miss school, but but yeah.
Oh really? You were supposed to be well. You know what? Talent, sometimes you have to make those crucial decisions. So we would like to start at the very beginning, where it started for you. So firstly, where did you grow up? And take us through that part of the journey.
So I grew up my early years in Joburg. Okay. And then we moved to Pretoria. And then I think a few years after we moved to Pretoria, I started singing when I was about 4 or 5.
Wow.
And I stayed with a vocal coach called Margaret Else.
Hmm.
Ever since I was like about 4 to 5, until I got to age 8 when we moved back to Joburg, and I joined a studio with a lady called Bev De Brain.
Mm-hmm.
And she has taught me ever since. And then I used to enter all these competitions, such as South African Championships, SATCH, mm-hmm. all of them. And I just would love interacting with people and showing them what I can do on stage. And then basically what would happen is we'd rehearse, and then we'd go and perform, and then we just plan for the next big thing. And I think when I started running out of, you know, competitions, I've done them all before, I decided, you know, Josh, we have to come up with a plan. Like, there has to be the next big thing.
Okay.
So that's when last year I said to myself, you know, I really want to pursue this as a career.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let me take a break. Let me clear my mind of everything. And I launched a song called You Know.
Yes.
Onto iTunes, Spotify, Google Play.
Yes.
And then this year, actually last week, Wednesday, I launched my second single, Monster.
And which is what I want us to dwell on just a bit later on the interview. Yes.
Yes, hundreds. And it's been great. It's really been awesome. I think it's a very hectic industry, and mm-hmm. you're always going to be learning, because yes. the whole entire, the feel of the music is dictated by radios.
Yeah.
Radios say, you know, we want to play pop music. So, or not necessarily pop music, but music that people like. And because pop is so popular, I just think that that radios dictate. And then when I started writing, I had to sort of put on my thinking cap and say, you know, this is what people want. And I think that was the learning curve between You Know and my very first single. And then I said, you know, Josh, what do people want? And then we came up with Monster, and it's been a lot more successful.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
So now, prior to you releasing your first music, why did you take an interest in music, and what influenced you getting into the music industry?
You know, I mean, besides why I can't kick a soccer ball, I would say, you know, I think when I started out, it was like something that comforted me.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it. It's something that I could just relax and do because it was fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's grown. And last year when I said to myself, you know, I really want to make a career out of this,
mm-hmm.
I said to myself that I have to always keep in mind that when I started out, it was fun, and it has to remain fun.
Okay.
Because there are always going to be people that put you down. There's always going to be people who criticize you.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, it makes you stronger. And I think that, I think music has to be fun. I think that's what it's all about.
And who are you looking up to that you'd listen to a lot of that person's music and thought to yourself, you know what, I can actually do this, and I love music because of this person?
So when I could hit the high notes, before my voice started breaking, Christina Aguilera and Whitney Houston, all of them, and Celine Dion, because I used to love their music. My Heart Will Go On, I'll Always Love You, I Have Nothing, all of them. I actually sang at a wedding, I Have Nothing, and that was like my favorite song.
Hmm.
And then it moved on, and I went to Sam Smith because the register started lowering.
Okay.
And Sam Smith became my sort of inspiration, and then I went to John Legend because, you know, they collaborated on Lay Me Down.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then I think it was after that when I realized, when I saw Lady Gaga performing at the iTunes Festival in London, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked at her and I said, you know, she has got like no inhibitions. And I think that's something I need to enforce in myself.
Yeah.
Is that, I mean, first you got to be the whole package. But yeah, Lady Gaga really does inspire me for like the now.
Hmm. And then at this point, how old were you? And how old are you now?
So I'm 14 now. Uh-huh. So I think I must have been Whitney Houston, probably around eight, nine,
mm-hmm.
With Christina Aguilera and all of them before she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved on to Sam Smith when I was 12. I know that because we did our first music video for Sam Smith when I was 12. And then I think it was 2015, 13, 14, that sort of area.
Around there, yeah.
When I sort of really got inspired by Lady Gaga, and mm-hmm. I'm still inspired by her. I'm still inspired by all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some more than others, though.
What is it about Lady Gaga per se that you really look up to, if so to speak?
You know, I think, you know, she's very different compared to normal celebrities. I think that, I mean, it's not even about that she's a celebrity. I think it's just the person she is. She knows what she wants,
mm-hmm.
and she sees it, and she aims for it, and she fires that shot. And she when she gets there, like, for example, the Super Bowl performance that she recently did, that was unbelievable. And
flying across,
she's always got her own vision, and I like people who've got their own vision and that are creative. Hmm. I think she's just very creative, that I really like.
Wow. At such a tender age, that kind of wisdom is very inspiring. And I think the Youth Leadership Platform is about celebrating young, vibrant, and very intelligent children like yourself. So tell me now that you started with the music, there were certain people that maybe were giving you that you're not Justin Bieber, it's not America, that you're going to be discovered at such a young age, maybe you need to wait it out. Maybe you need to experience some things in life before you actually decide on this. So what kind of criticism have you gotten so far, and how have you handled it?
I mean, you know, you got to have thick skin in this industry. I mean, if somebody says it to you, hey, you're fat. Hey, you really can't sing that song.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let it either blow over your head and you just pretend that they never said it, or you have to say to yourself, wait, so Josh, are you going to worry about this, or are you going to take that and are you going to say, how can I improve on that? Because everybody's allowed their own opinion.
Okay.
So, I mean, being a 14-year-old at this sort of time in my life, I think that, I mean, school's a hectic part. I have to have education.
Yes.
I mean, being a 14-year-old, you interact with friends, they come over to your house, everything like that. And I think part of that's getting taken away from me, but that's also sort of what I signed up for. And I think lots of people think that that, yes, that is a young age. And, yeah, it is a young age. But, you know, this is what I really want to do. And it's not like, I mean, some people do hockey. Some people do water polo. This is sort of like my hockey and water polo, the singing and the music out of it. So I sort of think of it as like an extramural that takes up more of my day. Oh, so, yeah.
Okay. So what do you continue to tell yourself? Like when you look at Josh in the mirror and you're thinking, you know, I've had this challenge and that challenge, I've had that kind of criticism and that kind of criticism, but this is Josh, and that's why Josh is doing what he's doing.
You know, I mean, there have been loads of ups and downs, and I think that's where I sort of, you sort of like form, like it's like a brick wall, you build on that brick wall, and that's where character comes in and everything like that. And I think when I look at myself, I'm very, very critical of how I... Of everything, my personality, my music, everything. Because when people hear you, I mean, it's only human nature to be like, well, that's not really nice. If somebody tells you something to your face that's like, I don't like your song, or get that garbage off your feed when you promote it on Instagram. And then you're like, you know, Josh, 200 other people are telling you that it's amazing, and there's that one person who doesn't. Yet you're not worrying about the people who did. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You're not... Surely that one person you would forget about, but it doesn't really happen. I mean, you just don't forget about that person, and that's where I say that you just gotta let it blow over and learn from it
and build the way you should do. So now, how do you balance between school and friends and music?
So last year in November, I was at Crawford, and I was doing my singing. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with Crawford. It's just, you know, with a timeline of having to be in radio, having to be at radio stations, having to record songs, film music videos, I think a normal school ecosystem doesn't really work. But I still wanted to have friends. So I said to myself, you know, I'm definitely not going to get homeschooled. I definitely want to have an interaction with other people and me. So I said, let's search for a school that can do that. And we found a school called Light Learning.
Okay.
And it runs in the Cambridge syllabus. And I'm working towards my A-level. So basically, I think it's a step up because what it does is it gets you internationally recognized. If you go overseas, you can obviously take it over. But I think I've still got friends. They still come to my house, even some of them from Crawford still. But I think I had to have that sort of break. And basically what happens is like, let's have an interview on radio on Monday.
Yes.
And let's say Tuesday. And on Monday I have a certain amount of work to finish, and I've got Tuesday's work. And I say, hey, I'm going to finish Tuesday's work so I can just miss school on Tuesday for the radio interview. So it sort of works like that. It's like little boxes, and you open them for school and you close them, put it on the shelf, open the radio one. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah.
And then with your parents now.
Yeah.
You want to take on the music industry.
Yeah.
I'd think there's a frustration there. And in balancing school and music, what was your parents' response to this decision?
So, you know, they've always been extremely supportive of me ever since I was like four when I started singing. Do you know what I mean? I think, you know, last year when I changed schools, I think it was the day before we were going to do the Afrikaans exam at Crawford.
Okay.
And we had lots of stuff coming because my single release in November last year, my first one. So basically me and my mom went to see the school, and we saw it and we loved it. Okay. And now we're like, how are we going to break the news to my dad? Because like, he is sort of like the narrow minded one who wants everything to be like really like proper
in a certain way.
Yes. Yeah. So like, so basically, so we phone him. He's like, what are you guys thinking? And everything like that. And he saw the school, that day. And he was like, okay, cool. And then the next day I was going to the school because he really liked it.
Okay.
And I think that's how supportive they are. They're very open-minded when it comes to that. So, yeah.
So at no given point were you supposed to convince them to what you want to do?
No, I think I do have to convince them. I think everything I've got to run past them. Like, with obviously with the school, I mean, I said, how about being homeschooled? And they said, no, we have to have an interaction with me and friends. You know what I mean? I have to be able to have a conversation with a friend and be able to have a conversation with someone else and let it be a good conversation. I just, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to be able to have social skills. And I think that's what we decided on. And running things past them, like, hey, I want to have an underwater music video. I'm going to be underwater. They'll be like, no, Josh, you can't hold your breath for that long. So you know what I mean? Yeah. So I run everything past them.
So they're like your advisory board. You always sit down with them and bounce off ideas and hear what they have to say. So how's about we rope in your mom into the conversation?
Yeah.
We'll start off by having her introduce herself, and we'll take it from there.
Hi, I'm Gail. I'm Josh's mum, and thank you so much, Bongani, for having me here.
Yes, thanks a lot for coming through. Your young man has got quite a sterling character. He's very smart. Like, now, my first question to you is, what are you teaching this young man?
I'd like to say that I'm teaching him, above all else, a value system.
Okay.
And I think in my husband's character and my character is, don't be scared of hard work.
Okay.
You know, everything that you need to do that is worthwhile and fortunately requires hard work.
Yes. So with the value system, what are some of the values that you make sure that you instill that Josh always remembers that this and this and this and that I need to keep in check?
I think it's very important, not only for Josh, but I think for all young children today, to just know that no matter what comes your way, be it, you know, fame, fortune, and any type of success, I think it's just keep yourself level-headed.
Okay.
Keep your feet on terra firma. Don't be flighty. You know, people with egos, not very nice.
Hmm.
Just get down to earth. And if you're trying to achieve something, keep going. You know, push forward and believe in yourself and you'll get there.
Hmm. Now, a lot of parents would naturally be inclined to say, no, Josh, I think school now, music later. But why was your approach different the way it is now?
actually, not to contradict Josh, but he does know this. Schoolwork is actually a prerequisite for us. We won't allow Josh to ever renege on his academic program.
Mm-hmm.
Josh is intelligent, and despite the fact that he's successful at music, and we're very proud of that fact, you know, the industry, as you said, is a very difficult industry. And if he was not to make it in the industry, or he chose to throw in the towel and do something else, I'd like to know that he has the education to go forward in another sphere.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm.
So very, very important. We do say to Josh, academics first. His school that he's in now, as he said to you, he's able to compartmentalize. He can put his music in the box after 2 o'clock. But from 8:30 till 2, it's schoolwork.
Yes.
And that's very important. Very, very important.
So now, with a lot of the music stars, some of them break out too soon. We saw this in the likes of Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, and some of the greats that he mentioned, like Whitney Houston and them. Then they start doing drugs and all of those different things. So when Josh came with this decision that he wants to penetrate such an industry notorious for such things, were you not a bit afraid that if it would somehow maybe lead him to doing those things to cope with the pressure of the industry?
I think I wouldn't like to say that Josh has kept in any kind of a, you know, safety blanket, but we certainly do keep a check on, you know, what Josh is into, where he's going, you know, who he's hanging with. Not that that makes a difference, but we'd like to know that he's following the right path. And at the same time, I think many people who have been in the industry, I think maybe they may not necessarily be able to cope with the disappointment, and that's why they go into maybe drugs or other avenues. One would hope that Joshua is intelligent enough that should music not work out, it's not the end of his world, that he can go and do something else. This is just it's a great platform for him to build confidence. And again, also, you know, in this industry, you're going to take knocks. So if you can take knocks in this industry, I think that you could take knocks in any area of life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very, very important to know that we do obviously give Josh advice, and I certainly don't want him to crash and burn.
Yes.
But again, he needs to know, and I'm sure you know, working in the radio industry.
Media industry, yes.
You have to start reinventing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he spoke of Gaga. I'm going to speak of Madonna. Madonna is one of those artists who reinvented herself, and that's why she's lasted for decades.
Yes.
And I hope Joshua can learn from that.
Mm.
So let's hope it can go for decades and decades, other than that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now, moving into, yeah, in the music now, what goes behind the creativity that goes into your work? So who decides on where you're going to shoot the film or video and to what song, you know, and the look and feel of all of those things?
Well, like, everything sort of comes from me. I wouldn't say that, like, all the songwriting comes from me. I don't say that all the producing is coming from me.
Okay.
But I say the main idea is, like, the music video, which should come out in the next few days. I think it's a collaboration.
Yes.
I mean, I wrote the song with Andre Skierpis, who is actually my pianist. Also a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was actually Monster, was basically just a track with piano and me singing and a few backing vocals. And then we took it on to record and then put some production and mix on it.
Mm-hmm.
At Good Noise Studio with Christ and Goodwill. And then basically what happened was it just sort of piling on. I mean, everybody had this sort of thing that they added to it.
Okay.
So, you know, I think everything is sort of like, has been collaborated on. I mean, the music video, you'll see the, like, projection images. So, like, I mean, I always changed my mind. We were going to do an underwater video. Then we were going to do a rooftop video.
Okay.
And then everybody's like, no, let's do something simpler. I say, okay, cool. How about projections? They're like, projections are cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, okay, what about, dancing? And they're like, no, we don't need dancing, but how about two dancers that can dance in there? So I think everybody bounces off each other and we come up with a really good end result.
Hmm. Now, and then you decided to start covering Sam Smith.
Yeah.
So what is it about Sam Smith's music specifically that you really like and that has got you to do a number of covers?
I think, like, last year, I've actually only done one cover for Sam Smith.
Okay.
And one for Lady Gaga. So there are only two.
Yes.
And then I decided to move on to my own. Lady Gaga played piano of her song Hair, and then I did the John Legend Sam Smith Lay Me Down.
Yes.
You know, I think Sam Smith, I think his songs have just got meaning to them. That's what I love about writing. I mean, you got to have a song that that sort of has meaning to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really important. I mean, every single song has to touch somebody in some way. So I think when I heard Sam Smith's songs, I was like, hey, I can relate to that.
Yes.
And that's good, because as soon as somebody relates to it, they're like, hey, I really like that song, because that reminds me of part of my life, positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
But also with Lady Gaga and all three of them, John Legend, Sam Smith, and Lady Gaga, I mean, at least one of their songs has touched me. And I really like that about them. So I decided to cover a song on them. So, yeah.
So now, with you being in the creative process of the shooting of the videos and the writing as well of the music, what kind of message are you trying to bring across to guys your age and everyone that can relate to your music?
You know, so when we started with the creative process with the video, we wanted it to be... we didn't want it to be too structured. We wanted it to be quite messy. Wanted a whole bunch of different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, like, me walking through the streets. We have me in this, like, red filter. We have projections over the dancers and stuff. And, you know, I think the message that sort of sends across is that you can be different. I think, and there's also a journey, because I'm walking through the city and I at the end of the video, I sort of, like, end up in that, like, final destination. And it sort of, like, adds that. But also I have thought in the character of the song, because Monster is basically about somebody who's broken somebody's heart. So
okay.
In this case, a girl has broken a boy's heart. And basically what's happened is this boy says, you know, I'm really upset that you broke my heart, but I'm going to use this as a lesson, and you'll lead me through the dance tonight, which is one of the lyrics.
Hmm.
So that's sort of like an idea.
So with the heartbreaks and all of that, so moving on from monster.
Yeah.
That part of the heartbreak. So what's the ending like in that particular track and the video to the track?
I think I didn't want to leave it unresolved because it wasn't really something that I wanted to. It was, I think, the last line of it is, "You'll lead me through the dance." And that was the sort of thing of me saying that I'm going to use this as a lesson and I'm never going to make the same mistake again.
Mm-hmm.
So that very last line, it just like cuts off of the music and it's just me singing that. And I just wanted it to be very like clear, the message at the end of the song that, so basically it's the monster. So I think it's a bit crazy. The monster, after midnight will come and get you.
Uh-huh.
So it's saying that like you'll eventually slip up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the basic idea. You're eventually going to slip up and I'm never going to make that mistake again.
So now they never make it back together, but
no.
You've learned the lesson
from
the heartbreak. Yeah. So what can we expect from you moving forward? You released the track last year, got positive response. Monster, you've released positive response again,
yeah.
And you've shot a video for that, which is going to drop. So what can we expect next from Josh Middleton?
Okay, so like I've done, You Know, which is more of a like a vibey funky song.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did Monster, which is more of like a Chainsmokers vibe. If you listen to it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to do something again that's very similar to those two.
Mm-hmm.
So expect something different. Something that you know, I think I've let the radios dictate to me now. I've given them what they want. Let me do what I want, and then I'll give them back something. So what I mean by that is basically, for next song, I was thinking of something maybe acoustic, something that won't make radio, but still will touch other people. And
okay.
Then I can always come back for something else. I mean, I've got lots of time. I'm only 14.
to record a lot of music.
Yeah.
So what are your three leadership thoughts? You know, as a young man, what are these three principles that you use to lead your life?
I think, firstly, deadlines. And my parents are, they're not against them. I just think, you know, when you, like, rush a process, it doesn't come out as you want it. So
Okay. Don't
rush, but have in the back of your mind a deadline that's your goal of when you have to do. Because time's very important, especially in the music industry.
Yeah.
When people are really asleep, they really, it's music. I'm just going to play my guitar now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that, play your guitar, write those songs, but remember that this is a business.
Mm-hmm.
And over and above that, you have to get a product out there to deliver what you want to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say deadlines, and then also I would say stay true to yourself.
Okay.
I would say that over and above that, if you believe in your gift, then your gift... Then other people will believe in your gift. So if you believe in it and you deliver that good result, then other people will believe in it as well.
Mm. So deadlines, believe in your gift.
Yeah.
And be different.
Yes.
Stay true to who you are.
Yeah.
Which can pose as a challenge to some artists, because I know a couple of artists that would want to break into the industry staying true to something that they believe should work. But because of the South African palette, like you were saying, doing research, that people just prefer trap music, for instance, than hardcore underground hip-hop, if we are to speak about hip-hop, you know? But eventually, there's certain people that stick to who they are, like Kendrick Lamar, and they still, you know, make it commercially and very successful at that. So who handles your bookings?
For my bookings, we basically have a guy called Sufiso.
Okay.
And he is part of Perfect Blend Productions. And he handles all my bookings, basically. So,
mm-hmm.
I really do like performing live because I really get to interact with the audience, because that's where I started. I started out doing competitions, SA Champs, all of them. And I started out, seeing how people reacted to me, I just really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what was it like doing your first booking? What has been your biggest booking so far?
I wouldn't say biggest, but I would say best. There was a thing. It was the premiere of Everest that they did for this this lady called what was it? It was Ding. I don't know. I'm probably going to kick myself after this because I'm going to remember it. It's Li Denghong.
Yes,
there we go. And she actually climbed Everest. And she wanted to do this whole thing when the movie Everest came out, and she said she's going to do the premiere.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it, and I was invited to perform there, and I performed there.
Wow.
And I think that was the first time when I realized, you know, Josh, you have to not be critical of yourself, because at bookings, sometimes it's just like a cocktail party. Sometimes people don't really interact with you.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not forced to sit there and watch you. They're drinking, they're talking,
yeah.
They're eating snacks.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to listen to you. They don't need to clap for you after your performance. And I think you mustn't really that's what I told myself. I mustn't really be so sensitive nobody claps for me, because they're busy doing something else. You know, it's a different type of environment from actually performing at a concert or a tour,
yeah,
or something like that.
Hmm. So, in closing, because of time,
yeah,
what kind of message would you relay to someone your age, or just someone that wants to pursue something that they're afraid of pursuing?
You know, I think if you're afraid of pursuing it, then that's probably right. I'm afraid all the time. It's a scary sort of thing, because you know what you want, you know where you want to be, but it's really hard to get there.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a whole bunch of things, and your view is sort of compromised, because you really don't know where you're going. So I would say just keep in mind that that you're going to grow and you're going to make mistakes,
mm-hmm.
and after all those mistakes have been made, you're still going to make more, but you're going to end up with a better end result than what you did, and hopefully you'll make your dream happen.
So inspired, man. And it was a pleasure to have you in studio today.
It was
today.
A pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you push the envelope and
yeah.
staying true to who you are. You just break boundaries and make a name for yourself. We'll be there cheering when those concerts come.
Yeah.
And the dates are released, we'll be there.
100%. Thanks so much.
Watching you perform live, and hopefully you build yourself to an international superstar. Stay shining, man. So how do people follow you on, what are your social media handles?
So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of them are Josh Middleton SA, or at Josh Middleton SA.
Mm-hmm.
SA for South Africa. And then YouTube, where you're going to find my music videos that's going to drop in the next few days, is Josh Middleton Vivo, one word.
Okay, Josh Middleton Vivo.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again, man, for chilling with us.
Cool. Thank you so much for having me.
To our listeners, stay true to something that you would like to pursue. Your idols stuck to their lane. Now their lane is stuck to them. Do something. Do it very well. Do it passionately. Find something that you love and dedicate just the rest of your life into doing that. And you'll see wonders will happen. From us at the Youth Leadership Platform, we will see you next week, Monday, which is the 8th of May. It's jam-packed. We've got the best and brightest of guests from today all the way through May. So you don't want to miss any of the shows. From myself, Bongani Tau, and Josh Middleton, and Gail Middleton, it is good day and God bless. CliffCentral.com.